USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until this Friday. The court's stay indicates it needs more time to study the case and decide the next steps. Earlier this month, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the production and distribution of mifepristone should be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems. A Republican plan to raise the U.S. debt ceiling was unveiled today by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Would responsibly raise the debt limit into next year and provide more than $4.5 trillion in savings to the American taxpayer.
It would also return discretionary spending to 2022 levels, capping spending at 1% per year. McCarthy also wants to roll back new IRS funding and do away with President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. President Biden says Republicans need to take default off the table. Responding to that GOP debt ceiling bill, Biden said spending cuts will hurt the economy.
The House leading Republican proposal will cut critical programs, so-called discretionary spending, by 22%.
Biden said the debt limit must be raised without conditions. Congress needs to raise the debt limit in the coming months to avoid defaulting on the nation's debt. The elderly white man who allegedly shot a black teen who rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri is pleading not guilty to charges. 84-year-old Andrew Lester made his first court appearance today. If convicted of first-degree assault, Lester could face up to life in prison. A GOP-led hearing into the Biden administration's withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan took place today on Capitol Hill. Defense Department Inspector General Robert Storch.
The U.S.-supported Afghan government and military collapsed almost immediately as U.S. forces began their final withdrawal from the country.
Storch said the chaotic withdrawal was the result of many decisions made over the course of four presidential administrations. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal judge postponed today's hearing that was to determine whether to hold the Pentagon leaker in custody while he awaits trial. The judge ordered a 2-week delay for the hearing to allow Jack Teixeira's lawyers more time to respond to the government's request to keep him detained. Teixeira is charged with gathering national defense documents and unauthorized removal of classified documents. Twitter is removing protections for transgender people in its hateful conduct policy.
The policy states that the social media platform doesn't allow slurs, tropes, or other content that intends to degrade or reinforce negative or harmful stereotypes about a protected category. Previously, CNN reports the statement was followed up with a sentence saying, "This includes targeted misgendering or deadnaming of transgender individuals." Now, Twitter has quietly removed that line. GLAAD, an LGBTQ advocacy group, put out a statement calling out the change, calling Twitter unsafe for both users and advertisers. That comes as CEO Elon Musk tries to win back advertisers after some paused spending over hesitancy about policy changes. I'm Lisa Taylor.
President Biden continues to lose popularity. His approval rating has dropped below 40%, according to the latest Reuters Ipsos poll. Just 39% of respondents approve of the job Biden is doing. That's down 3 points from last month's poll. Apple cardholders can now open a high-yield savings account. Apple is partnering with Goldman Sachs for the new account, which will be offering a 4.15% interest rate. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.